So the M1 from Rotherham down to London possessed by snow and inspirations, like a vast new language falling into the hands of a damned and a poet driving in the dark. There's no will, just an operation, not even an argument. Maybe a series of arguments, flows of words about words, language and thoughts about language, skimming over windscreens. Everything moves too strange, just tiny gaps to breathe through. And it's not even subjectivity, nothing to trace out, nor dialectic. The flight was strenuous, unfathomable depths of night, wellsprings and speculations of seeing in silence. Some dread is uncontrollable, like some demonic presto. Reckless swerves through lanes, speeds carrying no identity cards. There seemed no authority, no boss strange enough to imagine a metaphysics for it, like a lonely child and her games. Sweet mutations and this century, all ready to die, already ready for that. The roads are lean as wolves, hungry and prints of expression. I would like good intentions, but also to flash, ravish, amaze, become monomaniacal, and bring you to the tragic style, its crisis. There's all this haunting journeys between expectations and nothing. I want to escape cages built in ice and fire, turning it watery fire drowns. Yo, what lies beyond? Terrestrial ghosts? I'd rip the clothes from you, be the shade of underworld. Obviously lacking, obviously dead, obviously violence is what's been refused. I read The Birth of Tragedy as autobiography, and what's at stake is everything in an otherworld's. Maybe a series of arguments, flows of words about words, language and thoughts about language, skimming over windscreens. Autobiography, and what's at stake is, so the M1 from Rotherham down to London, possessed by snow and inspirations, like a vast new language falling into the hands of a damned and a poet driving in the dark. There's no will, just an operation, not even an argument. Maybe a series of arguments, flows of words about words, language and thoughts about language, skimming over windscreens. Everything moves too strange, just tiny gaps to breathe through. And it's not even subjectivity, nothing to trace out, nor dialectic. The flight was strenuous. Unfathomable depths of night, wellsprings and speculations of seeing and silence. Some dread is uncontrollable, like some demonic gusto. Reckless swerves through lanes, speeds carrying no identity card.